Says Gemara that Lamed Vav Omed Aleph Kimcha Dechiti. The plan is we're going to try and reach. There's two sets of two dots on the fourth wide line, and then later on, about halfway down the wider lines, and we're going to stop at the second set and then go back to the beginning and do Chazar. And the next week we'll continue the session. Okay, says the Gemara. Kimcha Dechiti. There is a bit of a discussion exactly what is Kimcha Dechiti. So Rashi says, Kimcha Dechiti, Oichol Kemach Chitim. He eats flour of wheat, Kemoishrihi, as it is. What does it mean, as it is? According to Rashi, you're supposed to translate literally. You take chitim, wheat, you make flour from it, and you eat it. Says the Gemara, what's halacha in such a case of kimcha dechiti? Rabbi Yehuda Omar, boirei priho adama. Rabbi Nachman Omar, shehakol mi'evidvaroi. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say boirei priho adama? Says Rashi, boirei priho adama. Kishar koiseis chitin. Just like other chitin that you had ground, which is a mafurash Gemara, the Tanya lekamon bepirkin, the Brisa says later on in our perek, in one more daf, in daf lamed zayin amud aleph, it says there, shemavarech bari priyu adoma. So when you are koiseis chitin, you grind the chitin. So basically, what have you got? You've got chitin in small pieces. Says Rashi, as far as I'm concerned, kemach is exactly the same. It's basically just even smaller pieces. Even though there might well be room to suggest that no, it's not true. Kemach is not just small pieces of chitin. It's actually changed and become something else. It's become a different entity, which we're going to see in a second. That's the whole discussion. But at the moment, Rabbi Yehuda is not accepting that. And Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, if chitin, even when ground, the bracha is very priyu ha'adoma, so too, same halacha will be true also when you make it into flour, exactly the same halacha applies, i.e., very priyu ha'adoma. That's the opinion of Rav Yehuda. And Rav Nachman says, no, it's shakol mi'ebidvari. Shakol mi'ebidvari. So clearly he holds that this is not comparable to koseis chitim, because it's completely changed status by virtue of the fact that it's now become kemach. Omale Rava le Rav Nachman. So Rava says to Rav Nachman, remember Rav Nachman is the second opinion, as he's the one who said shahakol. So he said to him, listen, loy tifloig olei de Rav Yehuda. Do not argue with Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was the one who says ho'adomo. Rav Nachman was one who said shahakil. So now Rava says to Rav Nachman, don't disagree with Rav Yehuda. In other words, you should really hold Bairei Prihu Adoma. Why is that? De Rav Yechanan Veshmuel Kaimi Kavosei. Because both Rav Yechanan and also Shmuel both hold like him. They stand. Kaimi literally means to stand. They stand in his position. They hold like him. If they hold like him, so listen, we have, you're not just arguing with Rav Yehuda. You're arguing with Rav Yehuda, and you're arguing with Rav Yochanan, and you're arguing with Shmuel. That's a too impressive a list to disagree with. And Amela, you should really hold, like them, the Bari Pri Hadom. Now, we need to try and investigate, where did they ever say, meaning Rav Yochanan and Shmuel, where did they address Kimcha Dechiti? And the answer is, they didn't. We're comparing and adapting something that they said in the previous Sugya Lagaba Shemin Zayis. And that's going to be the discussion at Gemara, whether it's a fair comparison or not. Da'oma Rav Yehuda Oma Shmuel. So that's Shmuel. V'chein, and also Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Rabbi Yochanan. So there's Rabbi Yochanan. They both said what? Shemen Zayis Mevorchin Allah Vorei Pri Ha'eitz. End of quote. They both hold that Shemen Zayis, the bracha is Vorei Pri Ha'eitz. So clearly we are adapting. We are not saying that they ever specifically spoke about Kimcha Dechiti, because they didn't. Rather, they spoke about Shemen Zayis. And they said the bracha is Borei Pri Hoetz. Now, what on earth is the comparison? So the Gemara continues. Alma, so you see that what? Af al gav. De ishtani. What does de ishtani mean? It changed, like man ishtanot. Even though it changed, what changed? Even though the Zayis changed into Shemen, what bracha do you make on a Zayis? Borei Pri Hoetz. And the Shemen that comes from it, also Borei Pri Hoetz, in the opinion of Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon. So you see that Afa Gav De Ishtani, comma, even though it has changed, but nonetheless, B'milfei Koi. What does that mean, B'milfei Koi?
It matters.
In other words, the halachas remains. The change in status does not translate into a change in bracha. A zayis is ha'etz. When it changes into shemen zayis, the bracha is still ha'etz. Therefore, what are we suggesting? So too with us as well. Hachanami. So too with regard to kimcha dechiti afogav deishtani. Even though it's changed from wheat to flour, nonetheless, the milsei koi, it would still remain with its initial status, i.e., the bracha on chitin is very prihoadomo. When it's changed into flour, it would also remain with the same bracha. So we're deriving the principle, even though they never addressed kimcha dechiti. The principle that we seem to be looking for is what? When you have one food that morphs into another, that changes, ishtani, does that change in status now mean there's a change in bracha as well? Yes or no? So that's really Rava's claim. Rava says to Rav Nachman, why are you disagreeing with Rav Yehuda, who maintains that kimcha dechiti is borei pri hoetz? L'chaira he's right. How do I know he's right? Because you see that he's well backed up by Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, and I see they all seem to hold that when it changes in status, the bracha still remains. That was what they said Lagaba Shemen. So too with regard to Kemah. Says Rashi, and Rashi says some tricky words over here. De'ishtani, it changes. Vegora, and has become worse. Poil veloy ishtani leiluye malaisa, since it has not changed to become something better. Now these are very hard and tricky words. What is Rashi referring to? The Gemara said the words de'ishtani twice. First time with regard to Shemen Zayis, second time with regard to Kemach. Now, what is Rashi referring to when he says it changes for the worse, just not for the better? He can't be referring to Shemen Zayis.
No, it has to be.
Because the Gemara told us, if you remember on Amud Beis, to the exact contrary, it's an upgrade. When you convert Zayis into Shemen Zayis, that's an upgrade. In fact, that the Gemara, if you remember, the Gemara originally thought that maybe there should be a different bracha completely, and that was our question with regard to Yain. So, that's not considered a downgrade, that's considered an upgrade. So what's Rashi clearly referring to? Kimcha dechiti. That apparently going from chitin to flour is considered a downgrade. Now, the shaila is, the question is, fine, let that be the case. Why on earth is that relevant? Not only why is it relevant, l'chaira is not even true. What's Rashi telling you? Did you know why the bracha remains the same? Because it never received an upgrade. What do you mean? Shemen Zayis is an upgrade, and that did remain the same. All the Gemara is trying to prove is one thing. So when one item changes, what happens to the bracha? It stays the same. Upgrade, downgrade, that was never the subject. Why is Rashi complicating matters over here? Why is Rashi saying it? Do you know why the bracha remains the same? Because it's a downgrade. At least it didn't get upgraded. Oh, what? If it would get upgraded, then halacha would be different? No, it wouldn't. Haraya, Zayis, goes to Shemen, that's an upgrade, and the bracha remains the same. So it's really a double question. Firstly, why is it relevant, bichlal, in which direction the change was made? And more so, the bigger kash is it's simply not true. It's untrue. Again, look at that Rashi. De'ishtani v'gora. What does v'gora mean? It's become worse. Hoyel sins v'lo yishtani. Never changed. Le'iluye malaisa. It never got changed to become better. But if it would get changed for the better, then halach would be different. It's not true.
Maybe it means until the point that it gets changed for the better.
And then what happens?
This bread flour will eventually become bread.
So once it becomes bread, you're right.
Then there
the bracha does
upgrade.
Change. But it's not true to say that the gora has become worse. It can become better, like you said. It can't become the final product, which is basically almost going to be the Gemara's Teretz in a moment. It's a tricky Rashi. It's a difficult Rashi. But let's look back in the Gemara. So why are you telling me that the bracha is hakol mi'bidvaroi? Because what? Well, because it's changed. I see in the case of Zayis, that even though it changes, the bracha remains the same, however. That's the Gemara's kasha. Says the Gemara, Midomi. Are they comparison? Are they comparable at all? Are you making a fair comparison? Remember, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan never actually spoke at all about Kimcha Dechitiv. They spoke about Shemen Zayis, and we're comparing the two. So, is it more me domi? Are they really comparable? They're not comparable at all. Why not? Says the Gemara, me domi. Hosam. Now, let's translate the words literally, and then we'll see what Rashi says. Me domi. Are they comparable? Hosam. Over there. Where's there? With regard to Shemen Zayis, less lay. Iluya achrena. What does that mean? Less lay iluya achrena, literally translated. There is no other possible upgrade. Once you've gone from Zayis to Shemen, you're at the end of the line. There's nothing else to change it into. Whereas Hocha is lay iluya achrena. But over here, there is another upgrade, and what is that? The pass with bread. Says Rashi, so what? As we always say in our Shia, it's not enough to say what the difference is, you have to explain why it makes a difference. Fine, I understand there's a difference. Zayis going to Shemen is the end of the line. And Chitin going to Kemach is not the end of the line. So what? Because you can still proceed and upgrade to pass. Okay, so why is that a difference? I understand it's a difference. Why does that make a difference? Zog Rashi. Hocha. Itle iluya achrina. Hilkoch. Yotza. Miklal. Pri. Uleklal. Derech achilosoi. Loi ba. A chita, wheat, do we agree that chita is a priho adoma? It's a fruit of the land. We all agree that zayis is pri, it's a fruit of the tree. Really, what we're trying to work out is how long does it retain its pri status for? How long does it retain its pre-status for? Now, when you take a zayis, what is the purpose of a zayis? To produce shemen. That was the whole purpose. That was its purpose. That was its purpose. So therefore, when I take the pre-ha'etz, i.e. the zayis, and I make it into shemen, that was the purpose of the zayis. That was the purpose of the Zayis.
And therefore, as Rashi continues, he says, Avol HaShemen Miyad Bo B'Shinuyov. It immediately comes when it changes Lichlal into the bracket of Derech Achilosoi. That's the normal way of eating Zayisim. The Iker HaPri, and the main purpose of the fruit, Lekach, for this, not Uhu, it got planted. That's why I planted the Shemen, the Zayis, in the first place. Hilkoch Pri Uhu. Therefore, it's still considered a fruit. As opposed to what? As opposed to chitin, when you grind it into kemach, that wasn't the purpose. Nobody's interested in having kemach. The kemach is really what?
Intermediary.
It's an intermediary. For want of a better expression, we'll switch to Yiddish. Nishtahin or nishtaher, it's nothing. It's not the pri ho'adoma, because not what adoma produced. It's also not really derech achira, it's not the purpose, it's not supposed to be eating flour. In other words, let's be fair. When you make Zayis into a Shemen, the Shemen technically is also not the pre-Hoitz. That's not what grew on the Eitz. What grew on the Eitz is Zayis, not the Shemen. Says Rashi, it's true that it changed, and that is the Chiddush after all. I agree that even though it changed, the Bracha remains static. But that's because the fruit, which is the Zayis, what was the purpose of that fruit? To bring the Shemen. So basically, when I planted my tree, I wanted to get Shemen. That is basically the real pre-hoitz. And it's achila. What you're doing is a perfectly normal achila. Masha'in kein, with regard to chitim, it's changed status. But you can't really call it anymore the pre-hoadoma. It's not the pre-hoadoma, because it's changed status. What are you going to tell me? But that was the purpose. It wasn't the purpose. Its purpose was really to get to the next stage, which was fast, and you're not there yet. So you're not really eating proper food, and this was never the purpose of the chita in the first place. Therefore, says the Gemara, it's not really fair, l'chayra, to compare kimcha, the chiti, to shemen zayis. We try to prove that what? That I see in the case of Shemen Zayis, that even when it changes status, the bracha remains the same. So too we wanted to suggest in Kincha Dechiti, I'll tell you it's not the same. The reason why in the case of Shemen Zayis the bracha remains the same is because that was the purpose of the pre. So even though it's true, I can't deny the facts, it has changed status. But at the end of the day, that change in status is basically the whole function, the whole purpose of the pre-hoitz. Therefore, the bracha is pre-hoitz. Masha'inke, in the case of kimcha v'chiti, it's changed status and it becomes something else completely. And don't tell me that was the purpose of the chiti. Therefore, says Rav Nachman, l'chayra, Rav Nachman is defending his position now. What did Rav Nachman say with regard to kimcha v'chiti? Shehakol. Why? Change in status. So really, we're learning something very, 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 very important over here, which again, we're going to have to remember throughout the paragraph. I'm sure it's going to have lots and lots of ramifications. There are undoubtedly several examples of foods that change status. So we've just had two examples. On the one hand, the Zayis became Shemen. On the other hand, the Chito became Kemach. And Rav Nachman is suggesting that they're not at all the same. Let's see the Rashi again. Hocha, over here. Where's here in the case of Kemach? Isle Iluya Achrina, it still has another stage to go. Hilkoch, therefore. Yotzo Michlal Pri. It has left the realms of Pri. It's become something else completely. Ulichlal Derech Achilosoi. But to the realms of Derech Achila. What does Derech Achila mean? The normal way of eating wheat. This is not the normal way of eating wheat. I'm sorry to tell you, Loibo. It has not arrived. The normal way to eat a Zayis is in Shemen form. The normal way to eat wheat is not in flour form. Avol says Rashi Hashemen miyad bo b'shinuyo. But a shemen immediately, when it comes with its change, what does it arrive at? Lechlal derech achila, so the realms of derech achila. The ikar hapri, and the main fruit, when it was initially planted, lekach notu, it was planted for this reason in mind, to become shemen. Hilkach pri hu, therefore it's considered a pri, and that's why the bracha words remain the same. We have no right to compare that to kimcha dechitim. So Reb Nachman, or the Gemara in supporting Reb Nachman, is lechayra trying to teach us, trying to suggest a very important yisoid, which is that what? Whenever a food changes status, but has not yet reached the end of the line, then it will not retain its original bracha. It's just like you said, it's an intermediary, it's nishtahi, nishtahes. What would the bracha be? Shako. You're halfway there, but you're not really, you're neither here nor there. That's what the Gemara is trying to suggest in support of Reb Nachman. Says the Gemara, 1 second, let's see if that's really true, that's this new principle you're trying to teach me. Says the Gemara, V'chi islei iluye yachrina, and when indeed it does have another ilui, has another upgrade to make, loy mevarachinon oleho boirei priho adomo elo shahakol, question mark. To read it in the right niggun. Is that really true? That when there's another ilui achrina, when there's another stage to go, it loses its boire priu adoma brocha and becomes a shahakoil? Is that really true? Is that really true? V'ha omar av zehira, omar av masna. Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav Masna, Omar Shmuel, Akro Chaya. What's Akro Chaya? A raw pumpkin. The Kimcha de Sa'ari. Barley flour, not wheat flour. What's the halacha over there? Mevarchinon Olayu Shahakoel Nia Bidvaroy. End of quote. Shmuel said that what? The barley flour is Shahakoel. So what can we deduce from that? Said the Gemara, my love, wouldn't it be true to say the Chiti, if it would however be wheat flour and not barley flour, then what? Again, a little bit tricky. You're trying to suggest to me that what? That when you have another stage to go, there's an iluye achrina, your nishtahi nishtaher, the bracha is shahakoil. And that's why you wanted to suggest, you Rav Nachman wanted to suggest, that kimcha dechiti, the bracha is shahakoil. But in this braisa, or in this member in the name of Shmuel, it says, Kimcha de Sa'ari, Dalocha is Shahakil. We can deduce from that that what?
Since wheat flour is a better flour.
Wheat flour would be different else completely. Says Rashi, my love, Mida Omar Sa'ari, quote unquote. Because Shmuel spoke about barley, Michlal, we can deduce to Svirile that he holds Bechiti will be the locha when it comes to wheat.
It's
Chashiv. We always know that wheat and barley have different status. This is learned from Parshas Nasai. Yep, this week's Parsha. Where does it say in this week's parasha that Sa'irim is not Choshev? It says with regard to be Isha Saito. Asdiris Toifo Kemach Soirim Bali. Why Bali? Says Rashi, Soirim Veloi Chitim, not wheat. Why? He also saw Maisa Behema. She acted in a way like an animal, the Karbono Michael Behema. Wheat is considered kosher, you make bread from. What do you make from barley? Nothing. Barley is used for animal fodder. So the Torah says, if she behaved like an animal, so a korban should be like an animal as well, should be animal food. So you see that se'irin is less kosher than chitim. So therefore, if Shmuel only spoke about barley and he said the bracha is shahakoil, then perhaps we can deduce from there that what? That chitim will be a different halacha completely, and the bracha there will be Bar Pri Adama. In which case, Rav Nachman is back in trouble. What did Rav Nachman say? There was halacha of Kim Chadechitin, halacha is make a bracha of
Shekel.
Shehakoil. And what did he say? Because you haven't arrived at the end of the line. You're just in the middle somewhere. Nishtahi nishtahe. Seems to be, it's not true. Shmuel said Shehakoil will be made on Kim Chadestari. But the implication, however, is that Kimcha de Chiti would jolly well be Bar Pri Adama. It's more discussion. Says the Gemara, Loi, comma, it's not true. De Chiti Nami Shahakel Nia Lidvara. It's not a proof. Even though Shmuel only spoke about Sari, the same would be true about chitim. You have no right to be mendayik that only sari, only bali has the brach of shahakol, but chitim would be different, be exactly the same. Aye, if that's the case, v'lashmi inon the chiti. Well, why didn't he teach me chitim then? Why didn't he teach me chitim? And what would I have said then? The culture came to sari. If already chitin, what's the halacha? The bracha would be
only
shahakoil. Then what would I have said?
Certainly.
Don't tell me Sari is going to be Bar Pri Adama. So how can you tell me that Shmuel, even though he mentioned Sari, but he meant chitin as well? If he really meant chitin, why did he leave us this room for confusion? If you say Sari, you could very well be Madaik, the chitin would be Bar Pri Adama. If he only would have told us that chitin is in fact shahakol, what would he have said? Ah, it's chitin shahakol, obviously stari is shahakol, don't make no mistake. So because he didn't do that, the implication certainly is that what? That only stari is shahakol. But what would be that loch of chitin?
Very
says the Moran, no. He couldn't teach us just chitin. He asked me in on the chiti, says the Gemara on the last narrow line. Because if he would have taught us chitin, if he would have said that chitin is what? Isha HaKoil, Hava Amin, I would have said, the chiti, that's all true with chitin, now what? Isha HaKoil, Aval the Sari, not the Sari is Bar Pri Adama. You're right, I never would have dreamed in a million years that Sari should be better. What would I have thought?
Worse.
It's worse. Maybe Loi Livrach Alei HaKlal. Maybe I wouldn't make a broch on it at all. Maybe flour coming from barley is so not choshev that it doesn't even warrant a brocha. Komash Malon, that's why he had to teach us the what?
Barley.
That kimchi, the sari of barley does get a bracha. Don't be medayik from there that only barley, but wheat would be different. Wheat would be exactly the same. If you want to know why he didn't teach us wheat, because I'd be worried that if you teach us wheat, you might mistakenly think that barley doesn't have a bracha at all. Because they're not choshev. So at this stage of the game, is Rav Nachman good or not good?
Nachman is good.
Nachman is good. But Nachman will tell you that don't bring me in Shemen Zayis has nothing to do with it. Shemen Zayis is at the end of the line. Kim Chadastari is not the end of the line, and that's why it is Shehakol.
What are you going to tell me? Yeah, but Shmuel spoke about Kimcha the Sari, only Bali. Mashma, that Chitin would be different. No, Chitin's exactly the same. Why didn't you teach me Chitin? He had reasons why he didn't want to be Chitin, because I'm making a mistake. Fine. So as far as Rav Nachman is concerned, when Shmuel spoke about Kimcha the Sari, the exact same truth will be with Kimcha the Chiti, in which case Rav Nachman's principle is still alive and well. That if you are at a waiting station, Nishtahi and Nishtaher, you haven't reached the end of the line, and what's halacha? It does not maintain the bracha of Rebri Adoma. It gets downgraded to Shahakra. But remember, all of this only made sense, a little bit complicated because there are many stages, it only made sense because there was a serious Hava Amina that Kimchi Desa'ari, you would not make a bracha whatsoever. That was the only way Rav Nachman could explain why did Shmuel not talk about wheat. Why did Shmuel not talk about wheat? Why did he talk about barley? So Rav Nachman said, I'm very, very worried, because if you'd only speak about wheat, I would have mistakenly thought that wheat is Shahakel, but barley is nothing at all. That's why Shmuel, in order to alleviate that mistake, did not talk about wheat. He spoke about barley, but what he really meant was barley, but also wheat. Says the Gemara, Umi Gora. Is that worse, Mi Melech Vezamis? Is it worse than salt? And Zamis, Rashi says, is salt water. The Tanan. We have a Mishnah that says Al HaMelach V'Al HaZamis Oymer Shahakol Nia Bidvaroi. We have a Mefurash Mishnah that what bracha should make on salt? Shahakol Nia Bidvaroi. Now, would we say salt is choshev? No, clearly not. And yet, what's its halacha? We do make a bracha, albeit Shahakol. But there isn't no bracha made on it. So how can you tell me that what? That I might in theory have thought that wheat, but that barley flour does not get a bracha. Why? Because it's not choshev, or it's worse than salt. Says Rashi. Omigora mi melech v'zamis. Is this worse than melech v'zamis? V'heichi tesek hadatim. What does that mean? Veicha taste the kadatim. How would you even have a hava amina? How would this even occur to you? Zeloi tiboi brocha, that you're not required to make a brocha. How can you tell me that what? That I had a hava amina that kimcha desari, barley flour, does not require a brocha. It can't be worse than salt. Salt, the chayr is also very non-prominent, and yet it does require a bracha. Says the Gemara, no, it's not quite the same. It's true. It still needs to be told. Melach v'zamis, which Rashi, by the way, translates zamis as shalmavira or shalmuria, which they translate to the side as the Bach says mei melach, salt water. Says the Gemara, it's trich. Salkadat chamina melach v'zamis ovid inish. A person would v'shodi lepumei, would place it in his mouth. A person would occasionally put salt in his mouth. Apparently, okay, I can't argue. Avol kimcha desari, but when it comes to barley flour. Hoyel v'kosher l'kukiani, because it is not healthy. We're going to see it causes worms in the stomach. Therefore, loy livrich oleo klal. Therefore, maybe there should be no bracha whatsoever. Komash malon kiven de isle hano omine. Therefore, I need to be taught that seeing as at the end of the day there is benefit from it. Bo'i beruchi, it nonetheless requires a bracha. So you said, is sa'ari worse than melach? The answer is yes, it is worse. because melach, obedinish. On occasion, a person would, for some reason, want to chew a bit of salt or salt water. Why a person would want to do that, I don't know. But a person would do that, and therefore, it requires a bracha. But kimchi desari, I might have thought there's no bracha because it's in fact a bit damaging. Therefore, I definitely would have had a very valid hava mina that what? That what should be the halacha on barley flour? No bracha. That's why Shmuel needs to come and teach us that actually there is a bracha because you're benefiting from it. So again, when Shmuel spoke about kimcha desari, why did he speak about kimcha desari? He didn't mean to say that kimcha desari is chayav a bracha of shahakol, but kimcha dechiti is very priyo adomo. Says Rav Nachman, no, that's not the case. He means that kimcha desari is shahakol. Kimcha dechiti is also shahakol. Do you know why he spoke about sari specifically? Because that's a very big chiddush. I would have thought you don't make a bracha. It's worse than salt. You need to be taught that actually there is a bracha after all. Says Rashi, kukiyani toiloim shebameyayim, worms in the stomach. Di isle hano'o b'achila. Now, this l'choira poses a little bit of a problem with what we learned in the last sugya. If you remember, we learned in the last sugya, the Gemara says, Shemen, you don't make a bracha on if you drink it plain. Why? Because it's mazik. Now, if you remember, we learned the machloikas between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi said quite clearly, damaging means damaging to the person. The way we understood the Rambam is the Rambam says, no, it's damaging to the oil. I mean, it's not the normal usage, you're just ruining the oil. But according to Rashi, at least, with the Mufurish Gemara, that if you eat something that's damaging, there's no bracha, it's not considered achila. And yet, here, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara says, you do make a bracha. I had a havamina, you don't make a bracha, because it's damaging, it causes worms. But the bottom line is, the Kamash Malon is, that you do make a bracha. Why?
Hanah.
If you remember, if you look at your sheets once again, that we saw last time, number 5 on the sheets, the Rambam says at the end, in the bold words, Avalim shasa Hashem levado, etc., mevarech alav shehakol. And the Kesef Mishnah, number 6 on the sheets, was very upset with that, because he says on the top line, Tema, don't understand, kiven do izuki mazik, ein levarech. Says, that's what it says in Rashi, that's what it says in the Riv. But L'chaira, we have just now possibly discovered the source for the Rambam. In the Gemara, with regard to Kimcha Desari, says that what? That even though it's damaging, you still do make a bracha. So L'chaira, we have now discovered the source the Rambam's psak. How does the Rambam learn the Gemara, the Vlam of Heil of Beis, that says, because it's damaging, that's different. That's damaging to the oil. That's not as normal usage. Rashi Lachay would have a bit of explaining to do. But I'll cop on him, that really is the end of the sugya. So let's summarize. There are machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman, what's halacha of Kimchada Hiti. Rabbi Yehuda maintains that even though it's changed status, it doesn't matter, it retains its bracha. And Rav Nachman says, no, downgraded, it goes to Shachar. Rav Nachman, who seemed to be the one who was having to defend himself, says, don't bring me in the sugya of Shemen Zayis, that's no relevance whatsoever, because that's the end of the line. The whole purpose of the fruit is to get to the oil, and therefore we can consider the oil the prehoit. Whereas the flour is not the purpose of the camp of, not the purpose of the chitah, the purpose is the past. Therefore, we downgrade it. I, Shmuel, said that Kimchid Asari is Shahakol. The implication was that Kimchid Chiti which is more chasher, would be goyer pri adama. Rav Nachman explained, no. When he said sari, he meant sari, but so too also chitin, exactly the same. If you want to know why did he dafka speak about sari, because otherwise I would have made a mistake and I would have thought that no sari is no bracha at all. It's even worse than salt. Salt, there is a bracha. Sari, I would have thought there's no bracha because it's damaging. That's why I needed to be taught that actually there is a bracha because at the end of the day you benefit from it. But when he spoke about sari, he didn't mean sari, yes, chitin, no. Rather, he meant sari, chiti, barley, wheat. It's all exactly the same halacha, which is shakel mir b'dvarai. If you want to know why it's shakel mir b'dvarai, the answer is because it hasn't reached the end of the line. Now, halacha l'maisa, we actually pasken like Rav Nachman. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Ches, you will see the Shulchan Aruch paskens like Rav Nachman. Let's just briefly see the words inside. How do I know he passed on Erev Nachman? Because you see there's a little letter next to this Rav Nachman Omak. You see on the word Shehakoyel near the Dvorei. There's a little hay. We look in the margin. So he tells us the Rambam, and then it says, Tor Shulchan Aruch Erechaim Reish Ches Sif Hei. So it says over here, Kemach Afilu Shel Chitim Mubarak Olav Shehakoyel. So having learned the Gemara Baruch Hashem, we understand very well what does that mean, Afilu Shel Chitim. It means not only sari, but even chitin. Says the Chafetz Chaim and the Mishnah Brura, afilu shel chitin the chashivi, but kol shekein kemach shel sa'irim. Obviously sa'irim, which is not chashur, definitely will also split down to shahakol. Why indeed shahakol? Says the Mishnah Brura, because even though when you eat the chita, when you would have eaten the wheat kishahu be'en, what does be'en mean?
Plain.
When it was plain, before you ground it down. Birkasta is very priyadoma, because that's what it says in Siv Dalet. Ba'acha kiven shenishdane. It's changed hachita shenitchan. I made lihis alois. It's standing to be upgraded, meaning it's not the end of the line. What does it mean to upgrade it? The last is mimenu, fast. The kodem lo zeh, and beforehand, yotza miklal pri, it's left the realms of pri, uladerech achilosoi loi bo. That is a direct quote of Rashi. Says the Sharetzi in Chafei, Rashi. We learn the sugyas with Rishonim. The learning of halacha becomes an altogether different project.
It
comes a much.
Sorry? So I got the wrong case. Yeah.
Hey, next to the word shahakoyel. Wait a minute. Hey. So when you learn the Gemara, and you see the Rishonim, and you see the Maskana, and how it all concludes so beautifully into halacha, then it's not just learning a telephone book of the house. Not just muta, asa, chaya, potter, atome, tahir, y, z. It's all very logical, it all makes sense. You see the sources, much, much more vishma. Let's just have a look briefly at a Tosfos. Kimcha dechiti. Says Tosfos, but I disagree with Rashi. Nire, deloy. Mairi bekimcha mamesh. What does that mean?
I'm not dealing with flour at all.
I'm not dealing with literal flour. Rashi says, Kamoshri, Sajat says, no, it can't be. Vim came, because if that would really be the case, I'm sorry to tell you, loy shaycha bei brocha de bori priyadoma. Wouldn't be shaykh. How can it be bori priyadoma if you eat flour? It doesn't make any sense. Elo, Mairi Bekimcha Shekoirin Ish
Galatia. What's your French like, Rabbi Avraham?
Not old French.
Not old French. Ish Galatia, how's yours, Rabbi Shazelig? No, you only speak modern French. Okay. So apparently this different type of kemach is more food-like. Oh, the kemach, choice in mishkiboyles. What's shiboyles?
Oats.
Shiboyles shuol. Shemiyabshin betanur, which you dry in a tanur, and that way it becomes more crispy and more edible. That's what we're talking. We're not talking about plain flour. Rashi, the Chayyara seem to disagree. Rashi stressed, Rashi says, kemois shahi. What does it mean, kemois shahi? As it is, without any change, not putting it in a tanur, not changing it. Seems to be a big machlokes for Rashi and Tosfos. Okay. I'd like to just make a start, if we can, to the next sugya, which is a little bit related to the previous sugya. Then, as I mentioned, on Tuesday, all being well, we will finish this sugya, and then we'll go back to the beginning of the parak and we'll do chazor.
Notes in there. Okay.
I don't have a gospel.
Which is. You want to have it?
You've got the
French. Which is a reference to the French word for the.
Very good. Okay, I don't have that here. He quotes the Rosh. Thank you, Shkirch. He says it means Kemach Chita, which has not been ground so much and still, therefore, has the taste of Chita. Chita is very priadomo, that's clear. When you grind it into kemach, that's when he's quoting the name of the Rosh, so what? It still retains a little bit of the taste.
Where's my buka?
Okay, let's just make a start for the next sugya. Koire. What's koire?
Palm branch.
Says Rashi. Rach shel dekel. A dekel we know is a palm tree. That's what produces dates. The lulav tree. So what does rach mean? It's the soft offshoot. So Rashi now tells us how this happens, and this is very important in order to understand the rest of the sugya. Kesha amnofov gedelim. When its branches grow every year, kederech kol ha'ilonos, in the way of all trees, hanoisef b'shana zu, whatever is added this year, rach, it's soft. In other words, when it initially grows from a tree, it doesn't grow as a tough, solid, rigid branch, but rather as a softer branch, ubashana shnia, and in its second year, miskasha, it becomes hard, from the word kasha, it's like a tree. So in the beginning, it's just more like a plant offshoot, and then it becomes like a real branch, like a stick, like a tree. So kaire is talking about which stage?
Early stage.
The early stage where it's still soft. Rav Yehuda ime bari pri adama v'shmuel amar shakol nivivari. By the way, which one do we paskin like? Shmuel, how do I know? Because there's a little ches next to the words of Shmuel amar shahakol. I look in the margin, I see there's a ches there, and it says Shulchan Aruch Reish Dalet Sif Aleph. Maybe we'll look at it at a future date. It's always good to know. So we pass like Shmuel. Okay, but before we get there, we have a machloikus between Rav Yehuda and Shmuel. According to Rav Yehuda, the bracha is Bari Pri Adama. Shmuel says Shakol Nivivari. Why? Rav Yehuda Amar Bari Pri Adama, because at the end of the day, Peru. It's a pri. It's a fruit. What is it? It's an extract from a tree. Ushmuel Omar Shakol Nibidvaroi Hoyil Vestoifoi Lahakshois. Because it's going to end up getting hard. And therefore what?
It's not a fruit.
Can't consider it a fruit. You've got to look at it now, in the future. Remembering that the future is a natural development. It's not a man-made development. Nobody's going to tell you that you should make a bracha on a grape, bore pri agofen, because it's going to become wine. No, it's not going to naturally become wine. If you make it into wine, it'll become wine. Whereas this, the soifoiles kashis, means it will become hard naturally by itself. Therefore what? We've got to treat it now as if it's already become hard. And when it becomes hard, we'll no longer be able to consider it a pre. Why not? We'll learn next time in the session. Okay, so let's hold it over here. As I mentioned, I'd like to reach the two dots. The last words, Hilchos Kevasei de Shmuel. And then we'll do Chazar Be'ez Hashem on about a daf and a half.
Shmuel.